Owning a pied-à-terre in New York City may be getting more expensive.
The city is considering a measure that would tax part-time residents who own property that's valued at more than $5 million. They'd be required to pay a 0.5% surcharge on that dwelling.
Now, that percentage would rise for property valued at more than $25 million.
The measure is opposed, not unsurprisingly, by the Real Estate Board of New York. They say the tax runs counter to the idea that New York is a city that welcomes citizens from around the world.
I spoke about the proposal with Henry Goldman, who covers City Hall for Bloomberg News.
New York is awash with some very wealthy people, both inside the city, but also outside the city. They live outside the city. But they want to have a place in the city for one of two reasons, either a pied-à-terre for when they land in the city, or they want the investment of a very expensive property in the city that they see will grow in value.
I was speaking to an agent recently from a leading firm here in New York who told me that 30% of the company's sales had come from overseas buyers. Hard to believe.
It's not that hard to believe when you realize that some of these apartments are going for more than $25 million at
Wow.
one shot. And this tax would really affect only those apartments that are more than $5 million and are owned by people who are not residents of New York.
So whose plan is this and what is it trying to do?
Well, the plan has been around for a while. It was most recently enunciated by a group called the Fiscal Policy Institute, which is supported by, in large part, a group of labor unions. But it's consistent with a point of view of Mayor Bill de Blasio, who ran for office and has dedicated his mayoralty to a theme in which he wants to attack income inequality and inequality of opportunity. And he tried to put a tax on incomes above $500,000 to pay for universal pre-kindergarten all day for every kid in New York. The state would not permit that kind of tax, and the governor was opposed to it, and the Senate was opposed to it.
So anything that happens fiscally in New York City has to be approved of?
Except for the real estate tax. Now, this is a kind of real estate tax, but because it's not really a tax on property, it's a tax on individuals who happen to be non-residents of New York, it would also need legislative approval.
So how much money would a proposal like this raise?
It would raise upwards of $665 million, $700 million, depending
Wow.
on how high the real estate values go and how wealthy these people are.
Is there a plan for putting that money to work? I mean, what would the end game
well,
be?
Well, his agenda, the mayor's agenda, includes some very ambitious plans to build 200,000 units of affordable housing. He wants to expand school programs, both after school, universal pre-kindergarten, and just create what he calls community-based schooling. He also wants to expand college scholarships using the public colleges, expand workers' training programs. He'd like to invest city money in some entrepreneurial enterprises and encourage the tech industry to grow even faster than it's been growing.
Is New York City alone in trying a pied-à-terre levy? I mean, are other cities?
A pied-à-terre levy is a little bit unusual, but there are cities like London. There are several cities that have a kind of international flavor to them, and
where they have similar programs.
Right, where if you're a non-resident, you're going to be taxed more. Either you're going to be taxed on your transaction, it's going to cost you more to buy a place, or your property taxes are going to be a little bit higher than the residents are paying.
Do we know how many units would be impacted by something like this?
We do. It's something like, there are 89,000 units that are owned by non-residents. And out of that 89,000, there are about 1,500, a little bit more, that are owned that are so expensive, they're over $5 million, that they would be captured.
What's the likelihood that we're going to see this getting passed?
Well, it's tricky because, as I say, the Senate is opposed to taxes right now. Now, the entire Senate is up for election this year. If the Senate took on a more Democratic cast, that might change. The governor is not fond of taxes, but these are taxes on non-New Yorkers.
Right.
So it throws the whole politics of the equation into a little bit of uncertainty, and that's why the real estate community is fighting it very hard already. You know, there's an interesting wrinkle in all this, and it's from the point of view of the wealthy. For example, there was one woman who took to the Daily News to write a column in which she said, well, I may not pay taxes, but I'm employing the concierge or paying for the concierge. I'm paying for my personal masseuse. I'm contributing to the economy of New York by spending so much money when I'm here. And then there are others who are wealthy who are saying, listen, if you disturb this market and make this tax so onerous, my unit is going to fall in value, and you're going to discourage people like me from moving to New York, and New York is going to lose a little bit of its international flavor. And then there are builders who say, listen, if we can't find a market for a $25 million apartment in this gleaming tower that we're building, we're not going to be able to build. And if we're not able to build, we're not going to be able to hire 2,000 people on the job. And if we can't hire 2,000 people on the job, they're not going to be able to go to the grocery store or send their kids to summer camp or this or that. And there'll be a ripple effect throughout the economy. So these are the arguments that the wealthy use against this pied-à-terre tax. And of course, the argument for it is we are a big, complex city with very needy in terms of expenses. And these people have enormous resources, and we feel that they're really untapped and they're taking advantage of the benefits of New York and not really spending as much money to provide the services that they benefit from.
Henry Goldman, he covers City Hall for Bloomberg News.